The Real Fast by Esther Hansen. Kids, Mom said as she gathered us around her, your uncle has to have surgery. He has a tumor. Would you be willing to fast for him? She asked, her eyes wet with tears. Sure, Mom, we'll fast for him, I said in unison with my brothers and sisters. Dad continued, this surgery is very risky because the tumor is near his brain. We are going to have a family fast on Sunday, the day before his surgery. Do you think you can help? He added while we all nodded. I really wanted to do this for my uncle, but I was a bit nervous. It had always been hard for me to fast. I would usually just give up because I was so hungry. I decided this was my chance to do it right. Sunday came, and I started my fast with a prayer. I asked Heavenly Father to let my uncle get through the surgery. I asked him to bless the doctors, that they would know what was best. I also asked him to help me through the fast. I really wanted my uncle to be all right, and I wanted to fast right for once. I went to church, thinking about my uncle, and hoping the operation would work. I was glad to get home from church. I decided to read the New Era to try and keep the day holy. And before I knew it, it was time to end the fast. I ended it with a prayer. I noticed that this fast felt different from all the other times I had tried to fast. When I didn't think about myself or crave food, the fast went smoothly and felt meaningful. The next day, my uncle had surgery. Again, I asked Heavenly Father to bless him. The surgery was successful, and my uncle was fine. I felt great. I knew my fast had helped him. I thanked Heavenly Father and was filled with joy and love. Not only did my uncle make it through his surgery, but I had a great feeling. I would no longer think fasting was just going without food. I would always remember the power that helped my uncle and taught me the value of fasting and prayer. End of article, The Real Fast by Esther Hansen.